Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I direct an event in my state capital called Capital House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state, and I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials, and just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says, God is able to do far more abundantly than anything we can ask or think. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Did he move every mountain? Did he part every sea? Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
And welcome back to Share-a-thon, our fall Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. My name is Wesley Wildman. We have Dr. Peck in with us, and I'll introduce her or bring her on here in just a minute. Just want to set the stage. This is usually the time of the day where it gets very, very competitive around here. We start early, and then we get about halfway through the day, and we start looking at numbers, and we start looking around. But before we give numbers and before we give out the number, this is our fall Share-a-thon. And as we do each year, I, Wesley Wildman, join Dr. Peck on her program to let you know about Share-a-thon. And so that's what I'm doing today. I brought us in, but we do have Dr. Peck with us. So
we do.
Hey, how's it going?
It's a tradition now.
It is.
We just are co-hosts for Share-a-thon. I love coming into town for Share-a-thon. And before we get too much into more conversation, Wesley, we've got to beat your brother.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Call in at 877-616-2396. We've got a good buzz going on here in the room. There are a lot of volunteers here ready to take your call. 877-616-2396. We have a friendly competition with Walker. Feel like, I don't know, he seems like he's unbeatable, but we're still gonna try.
Now what are we gonna do about us when we do win? And others want me, they're wanting to swap Walker for Wesley.
No.
We're not going to let that
happen.
No,
we're not going to let that happen. No, because
good,
if we're
good,
the winning team, then we just get to pick.
That's right.
That's how it's
going
to work.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dr. Peck. I'm looking forward to this hour of Share-a-thon on your program here. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 to call and give your donation. Now, Share-a-thon is our time on radio twice a year, spring and fall, where we ask for donations. We ask for your financial support to partner with us so that we can continue to expand your voice through our radio network. And that's what we're going to do today. Now, we are at $800,000.
Wow. That just went up a lot.
It did a lot. It did
go
up a lot.
That was just a 7.
It did.
And now it's an 8.
Now it's an 8. And look at the – I know this should be the biggest number.
That's amazing.
Look at the number below it. That's what I focus on.
Absolutely.
And that is 4,000. That's the emphasis between the two for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's we're looking at a screen. We're in Share-a-thon Central here in Tupelo, Mississippi at our headquarters. And right below the gift amount is a smaller number, which represents 4,047 individual families or households that I've called in and supported. In
That's
support
amazing.
Of our work. Yep.
That's
think
amazing.
About that. 4,000.
I love it.
47.
You know, I always think about that, Wesley, when I'm on the air every day, and some of my listeners will write in to me, and it's so fascinating to see the people behind the radio, because we've got all kinds of people listening in, and you can call in at 877-616-2396 to help support the work of AFA. It's 877-616-2396. But Wesley, I've heard from truck drivers who listen as they're driving across the country, from law enforcement who are patrolling the streets, from grannies who are waiting to pick up their kids, their grandkids from school, moms who are homeschooling at home.
Well, this morning we heard from a testimony from someone who serves in law enforcement. And they serve in law enforcement. Yep. And they're able to listen to our radio station because of the financial support of our listeners. That's 877-616-2396. Also, you can go to afr.net.
Okay.
afr.net is two or three clicks. you can give there. And if you're an introvert, that's probably where you're headed, right?
That's right.
We talk with
that's
kids.
That's not us.
No, it's not us. No, we're far from introverts. But you can go to AFR.net and you can give your financial gift there. Another something that we've mentioned in years past, that just to remind our audience, we're not made up of three or four or five large donors. We're thankful for those come and go over the seasons, over the years of AFR and AFA, but that's not what we're made up of. We're made up of small donations of individuals. And so don't think for a moment, even though your gift is part of a large national ministry, don't think that your $20, $30, $40.
It matters.
It does matter. In fact, speaking about $30, we do have a special a premium.
We do.
Yes, we do. So if you give a gift monthly of $30 or more, so if you give a gift of $30 or more, you're considered a Great Commission partner to us. And in so doing, we will send you the book that we have here. It's produced by American Family Association and our staff here, called 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. And it's written by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper, who are the hosts of Exploring the Word here on American Family Radio. So that is what we have in store for you, plus the Founders Planner, 2026 Founders Planner. I believe that's like a little calendar with some quotes from my papa over the years. Mm-hmm. Both of those, if you give a gift of $30 or more. Now, one time gift of $150 or more, one time you'll get the calendar. But these are some premiums. I know that our supporters do not give just to get a premium or to get a book, we do want to give you something of some substance and a resource or a tool, just to say how much we appreciate you and for you to continue to grow in your faith.
That's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And I know that Alex and Bert, they come on right after us, and they're at 3 o'clock Central Time, and they are well-loved by our audience. Let me tell you, that is a great reference, because people do have questions on prophecy in the end times, and it would be great to have a resource from that trusted source. But you know, Wesley, tomorrow, I hate to give away everything, yeah, you know, but tomorrow we've kind of started a little tradition. It's my birthday. Tomorrow, not my actual birthday, but my show birthday.
Oh, okay, I got you.
It's going to be 2 years since we've been here, which I cannot believe.
Wonderful.
So we're going to have
2 years.
Tomorrow's
wow.
2 years. And I'm still by far the baby on the block here. But yeah. I want to tell you, Wesley, every time I come, I am so impressed by the stewardship of American Family Association. That number again is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Let me tell you, nothing is wasted. There is nothing that is extravagant, that is, you know, just not thought out. It's just excellence. It's just all about serving the listeners with excellence and serving the people with excellence through the ministries.
And that's just been a ripple effect, or something that I would say it's just been ingrained in who we are from generation after generation, that started with my papa. My papa was very, very, very good with money. He had a very, very good biblical understanding, a complete biblical worldview with money. He never spent money that he didn't have. Now, let me pause there before we keep going. I understand there's times and places for people to borrow money. But for us as a ministry, my papa did believe that if God was in it completely, that he would provide all the funds. And so there was only a short window for a couple weeks where Papa borrowed a couple $1,000s for the first building. Other than that, for coming up on 40 years or longer,
incredible.
Yep, been debt
free. That's very unusual.
Debt free. So I believe that has been the reason for our expansion, our health, is because we've been debt free from the very beginning, and Papa did a really good job with that. We're very thoughtful about, you know, if there is a bigger project that we believe God's in. For example, we bought some very expensive radio stations in years past. And when we bought those, we did fundraisers for those specific ones. And we raised the money for it and we purchased it. And so that was only done by the help of our listeners that are listening right now. Now, do we have any way of being able to see the board about any of the names that's called in?
Oh yeah, we'd love to get some shout outs.
Because I've been back and forth. We're in Radio Central here, where we are right here in front of all those that have taken the time to call in. And we've got,
just jumped again. 877-616-2396.
And then I've also been in the studio where we're able to see more, but I'm guessing we have a listener testimony there, don't we? Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it.
We need to do that because these testimonies that are real people mm-hmm. from across the country that have taken the time to call in and let you know how much your money has and the sacrifice is impacting them.
Brad, I'm calling from Vidalia, Georgia. I just wanted to call and express my gratitude for American Family Radio. And I've been a listener since probably the mid-2000s. For the past 10 years, I've been a rural mail carrier with the Postal Service, and I listen to the radio a lot. So I've gained so much encouragement, so much hope, so much strength through listening to AFR, and you guys are such a blessing. I appreciate each and every one that I hear on the radio, and I just pray God continue blessing over you guys. God bless.
That was incredible. Thank you so much, Brad, for taking the time to call in. And thank you for delivering the mail. We really appreciate that so much. And again, it's so encouraging to hear all across the country about so many people doing so many different things and encouraged by listening. You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I am seeing the numbers just go up and up and up. And I'm feeling like, is Walker here? Like, can we just say, 877-616-2396.
And you know what he failed to did you finish?
He failed to do. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
All right, 877-616-2396. Yeah. All right. Okay. What he failed to do is to remind us as he was walking off that uh-huh. we're in the middle of a $25,000 challenge.
Well, of course
he did. Well, I'm glad that I have the computer in front of me because I can tell you right now that is true. It is a $25,000 challenge, and a challenge is a group of supporters who have generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, saying that we want to designate this money specifically on the day of Share-a-thon for you to challenge those that are listening in to match what they have brought in, what they have given, and that's $25,000. Now, that does go through 3 p.m. Central Time, so we are right
now,
in the middle of it.
That's right here.
All the way up
right
until
now.
3 p.m. Central Time. There's a $25,000 challenge.
That's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Help us out on a little sibling rivalry. So if you have a little rivalry with your sibling, you know, help Wesley out here. We're trying to have a little friendly competition because Walker always dominates, and we just feel you know, we just really want to rise to that challenge. Speaking of challenges.
And you know when you're playing a game and you feel like the referee is not calling the game fair? Well, that's kind of like this because Walker gets to – he's in the meetings with it when they get to decide how they're going to do the add-ons and challenges and all that. So let's go ahead and go above and beyond.
Let's go above and
beyond.
Above and beyond. 877-616-2396. Let me tell you, we are getting closer to the $850,000 mark. We would love to see us go over that in the next segment. And we need funds to do the work that we need to do. I'm telling you, all of this equipment, when I first came into radio, Wesley, I was overwhelmed. I mean, I'm a nurse, and I work around a lot of medical equipment, but the radio equipment, it is stout, and we need some support so that we can bring the highest quality.
That's what I was
going to
say, the quality. We sit down several times throughout the year to make sure that the equipment we have and all the resources we have is at the highest possible quality that we can have, that you can have. Regardless, I know many times in Christian videography or in social media or technology in general, oftentimes we a lot of Christians will do just enough so where they can get by and get the content out, but we want to do more than just that. And with the help of the supporters, we're able to go above that and have the highest quality of radio. So
it's amazing because you can turn on the radio at any time and just hear very recognizable, influential voices who are leading in our faith and our culture, and that's exciting. Listen, the number is 877-616-2396. Keep our volunteers busy during this afternoon slump. 877-616-2396. Be part of the After Lunch Rush, guys. We would love to have you call in.
Or visit AFR.net. We'll be back after this short break.
Sounds good. 877-616-2396. We'll see you after this break. I want you to picture this. Her name is Kayla. She is 17, alone, terrified, and pregnant, sitting in a clinic, tears blurring, thinking abortion is her only option, until she was offered a free ultrasound paid for by a hero just like you. The moment Kayla heard her baby's heartbeat, the decision was made. And today, her little baby boy, Gabrielle, is thriving because Preborn walked with Kayla every step of the way. Now multiply that by 38,000. That's how many babies Preborn has helped save just this year. How many mothers Preborn has come alongside with practical and spiritual resources to make motherhood possible. But here's the most important thing you will hear today. Their goal is to save 70,000 by the end of the year, and they can't do it without us. Every $28 provides that ultrasound the moment everything changes. Will you be the reason the next Kayla chooses life? The reason Gabrielle fulfills his destiny. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
I listen to AFR almost every day, and I want to thank you for your love for Jesus, your love for the Bible, and your commitment to the pro-life movement. My favorite programs are Today's Issues, AFR News at the top of the hour, Trivia Friday, also known as Learning University, and Don Wildman's It's My Turn. Thank you for your strong and clear Christian witness. Keep up the good work, and may God continue to bless your ministry. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Charathon continues on American Family Radio. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. And thank you for partnering with AFR during Charathon.
We are so happy to have you back on this fall Charathon. This is a time where we can pause from most of what's going on around us just to focus on thanking you and giving you also an opportunity to financially partner with us so that we can continue on in the ministries that we're doing here. There's so many things that we're doing here at American Family Radio, so many different projects. We've got video projects. We have written content projects. We have events. We've got events going on around the country. And then we have our big annual event here in Tupelo We just finished it up in June. We'll have another one. It's called Activate Summit, and it's a large event. Looking forward to it. And so just so many things going on that are very, very inspirational, very encouraging, all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Who changes everything about our lives. It gives us an eternal perspective on the things that we do. And it's John 10:10 says that he came to give us life on this side of heaven, but also to give us eternal life as too. So we have an abundant life through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that said, we're right in the middle of Share-a-thon, day one of our fall Share-a-thon. It's a Tuesday, October the 7th here, and I'm helping out with Dr. Peck on her program, as we always
do.
That's
right. It's
always
tradition now.
It's tradition.
It's set.
In fact, at this point, they don't even finish their question when they ask, are you going to? Yeah, okay, yep. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, we made it through spilled coffee. We've made it through stitches. Like, you know,
Golly, at this point, we've been through it. Okay. So for that reason alone, we need your support. We need your support. Call in 877-616-2396 or visit AFR.net. Now, I'm able to look. Thanks to our wonderful team, when I asked, could I see the board or the pledge board or the dashboard, they brought it over to me. So now that I'm looking at it, I want to give some shout-outs. So thank you, Lisa from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yay,
Judy,
Lisa.
Yeah, Judy from Michigan. We've got Carlos from Ohio. We've got James from Alabama. John from Arkansas. Grace from Mississippi. Carol from Indiana, but I'm not.
You know, Wesley. No.
Well, Let me double check
because I'm getting a little panicky over here.
Okay, where'd you come from?
I came from the great nation of Texas.
Nation.
The great state of Texas.
I am going to interrupt you. I got a star from Mississippi. That's Go Dogs. That's Bulldogs area right there.
Okay.
But still, no,
listen,
I'm still scrolling.
Texas,
no Texas.
People, you
still
need
scrolling.
To call in. I came all the way from Texas to Tupelo, Mississippi to be here in person. You can call in 877-616-2396. Now, Wesley, Texans are known for being a little obnoxious about being Texans, and I'm just here to set the record straight and say that is absolutely correct.
I would be if I lived in Texas too. Absolutely. I think that's a great thing.
So my fellow Texans, come on, support me, show up. Let's be loud. Let's be proud here. 877-616-2396. All my love to the listeners in Michigan, but we need to match Michigan. Come on.
So I will give some fuller context
here. All right.
Texas is in total over this Share-a-thon is toward the top, but the problem
toward
is
toward the top.
But that's
toward
the it's
top?
A problem though.
Are you trying to offend me?
No, listen. No, seriously.
Okay, all but right. It gets, okay, it toward gets, the top.
The competition continues while it's toward the top as a whole. The problem I'm having is your program of all programs during this window. During this hour should be at the very top.
It really should.
It should.
877-616-2396. We're right under 835,000 right now. Help us get to 850 during this segment. Call in 877-616-2396.
And remember, there's a $25,000 challenge going on. Now, what part have you always lived in Texas, and what part do you currently live? You don't need a street address, but I'm just saying, but what part of Texas?
I am a native Texan. Okay. I have been in Texas every generation back that I can map back. So I've been there for a really long time and live in the Houston area. So, yes, this does mean that I'm an Astros fan. Can we talk about how sad it is that the Astros are not in the playoffs for the first time in 9 years? If you love the Astros and you're sad about that too, call in at 877-616-2396.
We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you.
Call in my Texas friends. So, yes, I have lived in Houston and Space City my whole life, and I love it. We've got good food and good people, even though we may not have good weather all the time. That's okay.
Now, would that be primarily the heat and humidity? Is that what you're referring to?
Oh, yeah,
I thought so. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Heat and humidity.
Yep. The number 877-616-2396. We had some friends move from California, and they did notice that the housing price was a lot lower in Texas.
Sure, yeah.
And they said, what's the catch? And I said, oh, my friend.
What's the catch?
August. That would be the catch. Yeah, August is the catch. Funny. But it's okay, because you can stay inside.
Even the 1 or 2 months out of the year in the South, Mississippi is very similar. It's funny because in total it's 2 months out of the year with humidity, but it's 2 months you will never forget. It is very, if you go outside
that's true.
Anywhere near a creek or water or really any outside, but that more so than any, you got to have some serious bug spray on, some
that's
repellent.
Right.
Because you will get eaten up.
You really will. But we want our phone lines to be buzzing like the mosquitoes do in Texas.
That's right.
877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Because everything is bigger and better in Texas, except for our donor list today. And we know you Texans are just grieving about the Astros. I know. You Rangers fans, I don't really have much to say to you. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
I'm kidding. This is all about friendly rivalry today. We love a little friendly competition, and honestly, Wesley, with so much bad news in the world, it's just fun to have fun.
Yes, and by the way, this past weekend we had a local conference or weekend with our listeners, supporters. Many of those that are listening now were able to come in, and
that's
we had
wonderful.
JJ Jasper.
I love JJ.
He was able to come in one afternoon. I think it was Thursday night or Friday night, and he shared his a comedy skit, and
he's hilarious.
He reminded us over and over again that it's possible to have a lot of fun, be clean, and not be crude or use bad language or anything like that, and still have a whole lot of fun. And I do believe wholeheartedly that Christians need to continue to lead by example about having fun, laughing. As it says, laughter is good medicine
That's
for the
right.
soul. That's what the
hey,
Bible says.
Hey, this nurse
says.
Is going to endorse
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The Bible says... I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
But before I do, just finish up here.
I feel
here.
Like I should study. Okay.
Hey, start studying, okay?
What
is it? Proverbs 7. I think it's in Proverbs, but medicine, laughter is good medicine for the soul. But we can do that. Let's lead by example as Christians about having good attitudes, encouraging, and laughing when we can. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. What are the medical benefits of both laughing and I don't want to sound over like gooey spiritual here, but having a good encouraging, having a good attitude. Now, that doesn't mean you're in denial, you know, when difficult things come, but having a good attitude or just laughter in general. Let's stick with laughter.
That's a good question, Wesley. And actually, I'm prepared to answer that. So I'm feeling a little relieved here.
Yep.
I felt like a pop quiz was coming.
By the way,
speaking of pop quizzes, I have memorized the phone number, but I'm looking at it just to make sure because I want every one of you to be able to call in 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You know, Wesley, there's a lot of laughter going on in this room,
yes,
which I love. And I love this question too, because science and scripture go hand in hand. And
Amen.
When you have a biblical worldview, you recognize that science is just trying to learn about what God created.
That's
it's
right.
just
yep.
catching up to the miraculous design that God created. And that number again is 877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net. So actually, joy, laughter, gratitude, those positive emotions, gratitude is so powerful. I actually call it vitamin G. Vitamin G, because when you go to therapy, like if you go to a counselor, one of the first things they're going to have you do is start keeping a gratitude journal, because they know.
Gotta do it. I've done that a handful of times over the years.
It really is amazing. Like you think, oh, I don't have time for that. But you don't really have time not to do that.
That's right. Yep.
You really don't. And I'm so grateful for our listeners who are calling in. We're getting so close, y'all. 877-616-2396. I feel like I just pulled up my computer and I saw Walker's reflection, I think. Yes, I did. It's mocking me in my computer
really
screen.
It's over your right shoulder. I see
like
that now.
It's like he just looked over my shoulder and just kind of laughed and said,
well, it's a good
bless
thing I wouldn't
heart.
Say anything bad about him.
I know. 877-616-2396. Help us beat Walker in getting the most donations. But honestly, Wesley, that gratitude is so important. So you go back to scripture and you talk about in everything give thanks. Right, exactly. And the peace of God will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, I think sometimes in spiritual worlds, we think like, oh, our hearts, like our, you know, our spiritual hearts and our minds, like our thoughts. But it's actually your blood vessels in your heart.
Yeah.
It's actually the neural pathways in your brain.
Because
you're calmer and you have lower blood pressure and you live longer and have less risk of stroke. And it's all right there in God's Word.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And that's one thing that our radio network is, with the help of your donations, we're able to provide from 7 a.m. Central time all the way until 7 p.m. Central time, almost 10, 12 hours of live content every day that covers much of what we're talking about now, which is reminding you and teaching those who they're just now joining in that may be new believers, that the Bible teaches these things such as being joyful, having an attitude of gratitude, smiling, having a good laughing, things that the Bible teaches that impact those or that impact us individually, those that are listening, and also those around us. There was a time in my ministry early on that I kept feeling as if it's possible to kind of graduate from certain things of Christianity only to be reminded with by God's Word and by the power of the Holy Spirit. There are some things you just never graduate from that we need to be reminded about often. And there's no shame in needing to be reminded about things. We often forget, or the world was always telling us something different. And so being reminded about what the Bible says on a regular basis is something that AFR is able to do through the help of your financial giving. And so we do have a $25,000 challenge that's going on right now, $25,000 challenge. And just a reminder, a challenge is where a group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they are now challenging you individually to come alongside them and supporting the work of AFA and AFR. And you can do so by calling 877-616-2396 or visiting AFR.net. Now we've got 4,190. We've gone up over 100 individual families that have called in. That's what that represents, over 100 individual families since we started. I don't know what the record is, but that's pretty good.
I think that is really
pretty
good.
In less
and
than
we've
half
gone
hour.
Up about $50,000 in this hour, because when we came in, that first number was a 7, and now we're at 841. Help us get to 850.
Yes.
It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. I'm saying it as you're dialing.
You'd be proud of this.
Don't tell me.
Okay, Rockport, Texas. I don't know if you know Athens, Texas, Midland, Texas.
Way to go.
We got some Texans
Rockport,
coming in. Yep.
Athens, Midland. Did you know there's also a Paris, Texas?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there is a Paris,
there's an
Texas.
Egypt, Mississippi. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's this big. Look at, can you see it? It's about that
yeah.
big. It's got two.
That
I don't even
about
know.
Like Paris, Texas.
You know what? I don't even. I've been past there many times. It's just north. It's just south of.
So Chupo, you can say you've been to Egypt.
That's right. But I don't even think they have a stop sign.
Oh,
I don't.
Wow.
I could be wrong.
Okay.
On that.
All right.
It's small.
If we have any, oh, we're
right
seeing
we
a picture here. Earth.
Earth.
We have.
Texas.
Is that Earth? Earth, Mississippi.
Texas.
Earth, Texas.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there's Earth, Texas. What is that population again? On
that's
there?
Right.
It was.
Yeah.
1,065. I think. Yeah. Okay.
We have one of our producers here. He showed us a picture for those that are listening of a picture of a guy standing beside a sign. That says Earth. Was that you standing by the? Okay,
yeah.
Marty himself, our producer, one of our producers is standing beside a sign in Texas said Earth, Texas. You know what? If you live in Earth, Texas, we need to hear from you.
I know, we really do. Earth, Texas, Egypt, Mississippi,
that's
Paris,
right.
Texas. You guys all call in, because right
please
now
do.
We are sitting here in Tupelo, Mississippi, 877-616-2396, which if people don't know is the birthplace of Elvis Presley.
That's right.
And you can't go anywhere without seeing Elvis Presley. My granny Let me tell you, Wesley, she loved Elvis Presley.
Well, you got me an Elvis Presley sippy cup.
I did.
Yep.
I did. That's right. Exactly. Because this is the place.
In my office. Still in my office.
I have seen many an Elvis impersonator. I've taken my granny when she was here before she went to be with Jesus. We would go see Elvis impersonators, and I would just watch her transform, and all of a sudden, she was 25 years old again. It was really beautiful.
That's funny.
But listen, the number is 877-616-2396. If you're a fan of Elvis Presley or American Family Association, call in 877-616-2396. We're getting so close. Help us get over to $850,000. We can do it. Help me beat this image of Walker here laughing over my shoulder saying, bless your heart.
Bless your heart. So we got Deaton, Texas now. So you got
Deaton, Texas.
That's right.
Oh, that is amazing. I'm so grateful. Thank you to my fellow Texans for showing up. I really appreciate that.
Thinking back to the last segment when I was able to share a little bit about how my pawpaw had such influence on
I'm so sad. I never met him, by the way.
I wish you could have. Every time you meet him, for anybody that met him for the first time would have been memorable. He's very short to the point. He probably would have said something like, "Hey, let's get some work done around here." He probably wouldn't have talked long, but yet somehow another you were convinced, you knew that how much he loved you and cared about you, but yet he was very efficient with his time. So. I wish you could have made him.
That would make him smile.
That would make him smile. Now, we have a short, I know it doesn't quite do it justice in what you're saying, meeting him personally, but we do have a documentary that's produced.
Really gripping.
It's really gripping. It's done really well, called Culture Warrior, culturewarrior.movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to meet my papa for the first time, he's since passed away, but that documentary is very helpful in getting to know. And it also shows about his foundational impact on the American Family Association. Of course, he founded it. So,
877-616-2396. Call whatever your motivation, whether you want to help us beat Wesley or honor Wesley, beat Walker. Or honor Wesley's pawpaw. Call in at 877-616-2396. Now I'm mixing up your names like I mix up my kids' names.
Listen, I will not hold that against you, dear Sherathon.
All right.
But
okay,
outside
good.
To share it, then yeah. I'm going to remember this.
Don't forget, I didn't spill my coffee, Wesley. 877-616-2396. Call in. We'll see you after the break.
Here's Dr. John Oswalt from the American Family Studios documentary, The God Who Speaks.
We are inveterate idolaters. We inveterately attempt to find means within the cosmos where we can achieve our goals, where we can control God for our purposes. And it's astonishing the ways in which we do it. When the Old Testament spends so much time attacking idols, we often think, well, I don't have any idols. I don't have any little statues in my closet. I don't pray to some god or something. But idolatry is really the attempt to manipulate the divine through my own efforts. That's what idolatry is.
Visit thegodwhospeaks.org.
I started out as a pastor in the late 1980s and was at a little church in South Georgia and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. It was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
I happened to come across AFR station a few years back, and I've been listening ever since. And I listen to 88.3 or 89.1 and listen to you from 7 to 4. I'm an Amish guy, so I'm not on social media, but I love listening to AFR, especially Today's Issues and Todd Herman. And it being a Christian radio station, I appreciate that. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Yes, he did. So yes, he can.
Thank you so much for listening to this fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I know that today, Wednesday, and Thursday, you will not get your traditional content or your content that you tune in that you expect to get. But we are taking a break, and we're not ashamed of it to ask for your financial support, your partnership, and the work we're doing here. Because what we're doing, we've mentioned this before, we are a nonprofit. We are not taking. We don't have any. We're not subsidized by any government or anything like that. So we're completely dependent upon you. Now, thanks for my papa and his vision and his planning and his biblical worldview. We have been financially healthy over the years, but we want to continue to grow and expand our territory as the Bible asks us to do. And as we pray, let's continue to expand our territory. And with the purchases of some new radio stations and with more projects we've got going on with the American Family Studios, I just got out of a meeting probably a half hour ago, where we were talking about product or video product that we're going to produce for the 250th anniversary of America here in July. I don't know if you realize that, but in July, the 4th or 6th, I forgot. Anyways, up in July, because I get some of those dates mixed up, we are going to recognize, Trump administration. We've been in contact with them as well. They have a huge plan to recognize our Christian heritage and the founding of America, and look at some providential things that's taken place over the years by the hand of God in America's history. And we want to put together our own short video for that, and that's something we're going to be working on. And that's project. I'm looking at a book here of a handful of things that I could tell you about. That we've done or that we're doing, but that's something that's not even in the book. I just got out of meeting about it. And that's the type of stuff, that's the type of ministry, things that we're doing here that just costs money. And so that's why we're taking time out of our regular programming to pause and ask for money and ask for your financial support here on American Family Radio. So you can call in and support us by calling 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or visit afr.net.
That's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. And honestly, Wesley, you've got such a talented filmmaking group here.
They're great.
MD Perkins, we've had the joy of interviewing him on the show before. Such a smart guy.
Yep.
And really talented, inspired by none other than Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
that was an
right.
unlikely story. You don't know how you go from, dun-dun-dun-dun, to culture warrior.
That's right.
Why I think culture warrior they're so gripping because it was made so excellently. But you know, Wesley, I want to give our listeners a little sneak peek for something that we're going to have here on Thursday on the show. I don't even know if I've told you this yet because I just came into town and haven't had a chance to talk about it. But you may or may not know, and the listeners may or may not be familiar with a guy named John O'Leary. Mm-hmm. Now, I met John earlier in the year. John is an extraordinary man of faith. He was severely burned on almost 100% of his body when he was just a little boy in an accident in his garage. Oh, big Cardinals fan. And I won't hold that against him too much, but he is a big Cardinals fan. And actually what happened, exactly. But,
I'm a Cardinals fan too.
Gosh.
I go way back.
Is that strike two for me right now?
Yeah, on live radio too.
That is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Okay, I'm going to rewind. Okay.
All right, back to this powerful story.
Yes, he is a Cardinals fan. Don't you love that?
I do love that.
I bet you would love that. See, I knew you would love this about this story. So there's a big Cardinals connection here. So actually, the announcer for the Cardinals heard about John.
Okay.
Getting burned. He got up from a gala, like in the middle of the gala, left the gala in his tuxedo, went to the hospital, saw this little boy who was, by all medical experts and me watching, thinking I'd worked in a pediatric burn center, he would die. And he really spoke into his life and said, "You are going to live." And he did live. And he has gone on to have an extraordinary life. And he has a movie coming out about his life called Soul on Fire, motion picture, going to be in all theaters this weekend. I was able to go to a screening. My producer, Stephanie, and I went. I am telling you, there was not a dry eye in the theater just talking about how God saved his life. There is no other thing. So I want you to put that.
Explicit in there?
That God saved his life. Absolutely. Wow, absolutely. So great faith-based film made by the maker, directed by the director of Soul Surfer.
Okay.
Soul Surfer, Bethany Hamilton's movie. So same. And Third Day, sing now, Soul on Fire on there. Mac Powell, you're a Mac Powell fan?
I don't know if Third Day? I bet I heard his music.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's some people who are throwing socks at the radio right now, saying, "Are you too young?
Well,
you put me on the spot.
I did do that.
Attitude right there.
Hey, let me ask you a question about the story here. The story you're describing with the movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
How long ago did this happen? Because I'm kind of curious now that. Well, maybe why I hadn't heard about
it. I'm hearing a silence in the room. Yeah. So let me get the phones. We're too engrossed in our story. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Well, John is about my age, which means we're a lot older than you, Wesley. So
you're far from old, though. So that story of his would have happened 2015?
Yeah, in the 80s.
Okay, in the 80s.
So to think even then, for me as a nurse, as I was watching and thinking of burn care, in the 80s, I mean, obviously, we've advanced in technology. It happened a long time ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And he survived that.
He would have been
how old? How old is he?
He was about 8 or 9 when it happened.
Golly, that's awful.
It is. But now he's got a beautiful family. He's married. And God has just redeemed his life. And you want to know something else that's amazing? He has severe burns on his hands. And so he really doesn't have fingers like you and I have fingers. But he learned to play the piano. He plays the piano.
Wow.
I know.
Would he have like prosthetic fingers
to play it? He just learned to play it with his knuckles.
Wow.
And when you hear him play Amazing Grace, as you see literally scars over 99% of his body. And guess what, Wesley? He's going to join us on the show on Thursday.
We get
to talk to him.
No way. That's
wonderful.
Yes,
we'll get to talk to him. So I really encourage you, take your family to see this film.
Yeah,
it is such a great...
we got to support faith-based films
like this.
All right, what's the name of the film again?
Soul on Fire. And by the way, you can call in 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And yeah, Soul on Fire is the movie. It's coming out this weekend.
Wonderful. Let me remind our audience of some of the premiums that we have. There's two of them and how you can get the premium. So I'm holding a sample of our 2026 Founders Planner that you can get by a one-time gift of $150 or more. We will send you this as a gift or a premium to say thank you. And now that I'm flipping through it, one of my favorite parts about this, now we talked about this earlier, But in addition to it being a traditional calendar and you being able to put notes in there, there's a category, well, there's a portion of a page of each page that says monthly goals, and also it has gratitude.
Look at that. It's like we planned it.
This is way more than just a planner here. It's got some quotes and some pictures of my papa as well, just to inspire you. Him in action doing the things here at AFR while also being a good leader. But yeah, this category that has gratitude on here, it's ironic because I didn't have this in hand when we were talking about the importance of being thankful in our first segment. So my papa was very, very good at that. As often he would say, you know, I don't have time to be discouraged. I don't have time to not be grateful for the things God has given him. So he had an eternal perspective of life and a biblical worldview, and that inspired him to grow and build, with the help of God and others, the ministry of AFA and what you're listening to, American Family Radio, right now. You can call in and support the work that he started, that we're continuing on, carrying on, by calling 877-616-2396. And by giving a one-time gift of $150 or more, you get this planner that I was talking about. Or if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll get the planner and the book. The book is 100 Bible questions and answers on prophecy in the end times, written by Alex McFarland and Bert Harper.
And you know, Wesley, the lineup here at American Family Radio, I pinch myself every day and think, wait, I'm in that. I mean, we're talking about Abraham Hamilton.
Yep.
And we're talking
Todd
about
Herman.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Bert,
Jenna
and
Ellis.
Alex, Jenna Ellis,
yep.
Exactly. JJ in the morning. I mean, this is, and you know,
what
actually,
a balance too.
That's
the word that my papa used so
that.
Frequently in his ministry when we would talk, whether it would be legislatively or whether that would be everyday work life here at AFA, any part of life, his church as a pastor, he was a pastor for many years. The word that often came up in discussion was, hey, let's have a good balance here, or let's balance, you know, having a good balance. In our radio network, we have a wonderful balance of Bible teaching. We have a wonderful balance of a biblical worldview about what's going on in politics. We also have a wonderful biblical worldview of what the family should look like, mm-hmm. and also how we should raise our children. And that's a lot of what you cover on your radio network, on your radio program on American Family Radio.
It is. And you know, I'm so grateful for that balance, because there's no way I could spit out facts like Abe Hamilton does. I mean, he is like hard hitting news, and
that's
he tells
right.
you things. But you know, I feel like in the afternoon it's just that little moment where we talk about marriage and family, mm-hmm. and we just kind of slow down a little bit, take a little break, and it's just about a little balance. I think that is so great. It's 877-616-2396. And speaking of balance, the balance on that screen is pretty amazing. We have blown past $850,000. Mm-hmm. We're now at $865,000, which is pretty amazing.
$865,000. Thank you so much for those that have called in. Let me thank a couple people that's called in here. I want to thank Kristen from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ronnie from Fairfax, Virginia. Hey, there's a Christian conservative in Fairfax, Virginia, right there.
That's amazing.
You got Christy from Hayes, Kansas. You got James from Rogers, Arkansas.
That's
Ricky
a lot of
Pennington
states.
From Aberdeen, Mississippi. Hey, Aberdeen, Mississippi. That's where our WAJS, our tower site for our local radio, is in Aberdeen, Mississippi. So you got Linda from Oklahoma. Don from Alabama. And here we go. I'm telling you, it has really picked up since we got to Conroe, Texas, Houston, Texas.
Conroe and Houston, that's my people.
That's your area.
That
right
is
there.
My people.
They
hey,
stepped
what
up.
Are their names? I want to
okay,
say thank
here you.
You
go. You got Brandon.
Hi,
from,
Brandon.
Yep. Brandon from Conroe, Texas.
Brandon from Conroe.
And then you've got, okay, Ishmael.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank
Ishmael
you so much.
Houston,
Ishmael from Houston. Thank you so much. I really appreciate my hometown people showing
up. Stepping
up.
That's stepping what they up. Did. They
That's
did
what we
job.
Do. I'm telling you, Texans.
They met the challenge.
Are very generous. They met the challenge. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. You know, I had a call not too long
ticking
ago.
Ticking away.
It is this ticking is away.
Whatever we're doing, we got to keep
I know.
Doing
okay. 877-616-2396. I got a call from one of my nursing students. I have nursing students who are all over the country. And she said, you know, I was traveling with my family and trying to find something on the radio. She said, I turned the dial and I thought, is this my instructor? She's on the radio.
No,
that was amazing.
That's
and
wonderful.
So she was calling me to tell me how she had found me on the radio. It was so exciting. And it was exciting. Listen, that number is 877-616-2396. You know, Wesley, one thing, a story I will remember forever, because my very first time to come to American Family Radio, the first time I ever met you, you were wearing cleaning gloves. And
oh,
you,
yeah,
yes.
I remember that. We had just started
uh-huh.
that.
You had a big cleaning kit, and you were, like, wiping the windowsills upstairs. And
no.
I thought, what?
What? Yeah, so yeah. here's how that started. My pawpaw, we obviously have a great team here. There's different departments. We have different roles, and we do different things. And we do have a team that does help clean around the office primarily, but we also – believe in putting a little bit of sweat equity into what we have is a brand new building. It's about 2 years old now, but it is very new. It is very
beautiful.
And God, we 100% God, mm-hmm. we believe God's gifted it to us. And so we want to take care of it. And you know this, thinking about just human nature, but even teaching your children,
mm-hmm.
you have to lead by example.
That's
and
right.
so we believe
you
that.
Did.
Well, we believe that. And so we have a rotation. And I rotate every couple of weeks, every couple of months, rotate cleaning small areas, different portions of the building here. And that's what I was doing. But that all started my pawpaw. My pawpaw
yeah.
did that. And he believed in that. And he led by example. And therefore, anybody would follow him anywhere he wanted to go from a vision standpoint because of how much he lived by example. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm feeling like I might get my third strike here right at the last minute.
I don't think so. I think you're going to do just fine here. So my assistant that helps me here at American Family Association, she just texted me and said, she's listening. She said, remember to ask Dr. Peck about coming to the summit in 2026, Activate Summit. So now that does, I'm not asking you to answer.
Okay.
I know you got to look at your calendar.
Okay.
You got to look at your calendar, but if it fits your calendar,
to be invited.
We want you to be there. And you know why?
Why?
Because this year's subject at Activate in July of 2026
mm-hmm.
is going to be marriage and family.
Well, that sounds like that's right up my alley.
I think you'd be a good fit.
Thank you so much.
So
you just invited me on air.
I feel
like that's a binding contract in the state of Mississippi.
It could be.
So you can't take it back.
No, as long as you don't have anything pressing, we would love to have you there.
Well, I would love to be there. Thank you so much. Listen, call in 877-616-2396. I think we raised about $100,000 this hour.
It sure looks like. I know for a fact, I've been looking at that bottom number just as much, and we have gone up 300. Individual
Amazing.
Family households.
Thank you so much. 877-616-2396. Hey, catch me and Wesley tomorrow. We'll be right back here.
That's right. Yeah, 877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net. That is AFR.net.
Well, thanks. And a shout out to all of you donors. We'll see you tomorrow.